Greetings again, pilgrims. Welcome to your Saturday, October 24th, as we walk through the book of Daniel together. Having experienced Esther together, we walk on to Daniel. We call him the dynamic duo, and we do this daily. And we are up to episode 5 in the book of Daniel. It's called The Blazing Furnace. But I want to let you know something before we start. We are ready. Guess who this is? That's right. That's our favorite monks chanting the chant of the mystics. We have gone double candle today. I'm not sure we've ever done that before. We've got the black sand beach. And we've got the cinnamon, what is that? Cinnamon cider. Black sand beach and cinnamon cider. I'm right between them. That's an amazing, amazing scent that they're putting out as it joins together. Not sure what I'll call it, but I'll think of something. And, of course, we've got the tea. And today we've gone double bag. We've got the Bigelow Peach and Ginger Tea, which I find really good for a distressed stomach. And we've got the Celestial Seasonings Tension Tamer. That's what that is. So I guess we're just going double today. Double all around. Now, where did we leave off? Remember, we left off with the story of Nebuchadnezzar's gold statue, that statue that's 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide, that he issues a decree that all shall bow down and submit to this statue, this gold statue that he has made. And of course, we've got a problem, because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we do not submit to that statue. And the king says, Nebuchadnezzar says, anyone who doesn't submit will be thrown into a blazing furnace immediately. And they end that episode by saying, we don't need to defend ourselves before you. If you throw us into that furnace, God will save us. And even if he doesn't, they say, we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up. And that brings us to the blazing furnace. And here we go. It's chapter 3, verses 19 through the end of the chapter, which is verse 30. 19 through 30. Nebuchadnezzar was so furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that his face became distorted with rage. He commanded that the furnace be heated 7 times hotter than usual. Then he ordered some of the strongest men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So they tied them up and threw them into the furnace, fully clothed. And because the king, in his anger, had demanded such a hot fire in the furnace, the flames leaped out and killed the soldiers as they threw the 3 men in. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, securely tied, fell down into the roaring flames. But suddenly, as he was watching, Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and exclaimed to his advisors, didn't we tie up 3 men and throw them into the furnace? Yes, they said, we did indeed, your majesty. Look, Nebuchadnezzar shouted, I see 4 men, unbound, walking around in the fire. They aren't even hurt by the flames. And the fourth looks like a divine being. Then Nebuchadnezzar came as close as he could to the door of the flaming furnace, and he shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped out of the fire. Then the princes, prefects, governors, and advisors crowded around them and saw that the fire had not touched them. Not a hair on their heads was singed, and their clothing was not scorched. They didn't even smell of smoke. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent his angel to rescue his servants who trusted in him. They defied the king's command and were willing to die rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore, make this decree. If any people, whatever their race or nation or language, speak a word against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they will be torn limb from limb, and their houses will be crushed into heaps of rubble. There is no other God who can rescue like this." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to even higher positions in the province of Babylon. And thus concludes the amazing episode 5 of The Blazing Furnace. Amen. Our devotion today comes from another devotion we haven't used yet for this series. It's called An Anchor for the Soul. Devotions of hope and encouragement. A few of the men in our congregation have copies of this devotional. We're going to go to October 24th and proclaim this day as a day for your next mission trip. The title of the devotion, You Can Be a Missionary. Let's hear these words meant intentionally and especially for us today. Missions is not something that happens far away with a few people. God loves all people and wants everyone to come to salvation. If we don't understand missions in this way, then we don't understand Jesus' ministry. Jesus calls us to freely give what we have freely received everywhere and to everyone. Again, listen, Jesus calls us to freely give what we have freely received everywhere and to everyone. Are you ready to be a missionary? Amen. Well, as we put on the mindset and put on the heart of a missionary for this Saturday today, day before Sabbath, let us see God in our midst and praise God for all the blessings and the miracles, the wonders that we have all around us. And let us take all the things that worry us and give us fear, anxiety, right now. Clench those all into your fists and squeeze as tight as you can, and then open and release. And reach out your hand and offer them to your Lord Jesus. And as He takes them, praise His holy name. Bow down and say thank you.